This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 46 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion comes from Ephesians 4:27, and do not give the devil a foothold. The Amplified Version states, do not give the devil an opportunity. You see, many of the issues and struggles we face come down to simply a matter of space. The other day, I was exploring some of the settings I had on my iPhone, and I came across this cool feature called Screen Time. Now, Screen Time is a feature where you can access real-time reports about how your time is spent on your phone, and then kind of sets limits for the things you want to manage, which is cool because then you can make informed decisions about how you use your phone. Now, an example of this would be if there's an app that you're spending too much time on, you can place restrictions on it. And one thing I love about it is because this feature is based in reality, not necessarily perception. And I would say that most of us would be surprised about the amount of time that we waste on our phones. Well, maybe we wouldn't be surprised. Now, you may think, there's no way that I played 6 hours of Candy Crush today. But in reality, you did. And you might think, oh, I hardly ever use Facebook or Instagram. Nope, you're actually on it quite often. And the funny thing is, probably only 2% of your phone usage is making calls. Now, let's imagine that you have this statistical data, this information for your thought life. And before this information, you may have thought, you know, I hardly ever worry. But when you see the data, you're like, wow, I spent 6 hours today worrying. And you look at some of the other data and then you think, well, that can't be right. I can't complain that much. And maybe you look at some other things and then you realize, wow, I spent a lot of time thinking about what others think about me. Now, it would be great to have this information, but since we don't, what's our option? Well, I believe that we've been created to be vessels. And here's the thing about vessels. There's only so much that they can hold. And the same is true for our thought life. There's only so many things that we can think about in a day. Well, let me explain a little further. You see, the more I am thankful, the less capacity I have to worry. The more I am filled with the Word of God, the less space I have for the lies of the enemy. The more I think on what is pure, the less space I have for impure thoughts. A victorious or defeated thought life comes down to a matter of space. Ephesians 4:27, and do not give the devil a foothold. Or you could look at it in this way. Do not leave any space for your enemy. Now, if we spent time assessing our thought life, what would the data show? Now, I'm not suggesting that we place our focus on those negative thought patterns. Actually, quite the opposite. Well, let me put it this way. What percentage of your thought life do you give space for praise? That you give space for thanksgiving or hope or truth or expectation? You see, when we think on these things, it drives out, it pushes out the enemy. Remember, there's only so much space. So think on the things that are worthy of that precious real estate. Make the decision to evict the enemy and do not give the enemy an opportunity, a foothold, or space. Philippians 4:8, keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. As created vessels, there's only so much that we can hold. There's only so many things that we can think on. So when we worry, we drive out faith. When we fear, we push out peace. So this is why Scripture declares, so keep your thoughts continually fixed on, which allows no opportunity, no foothold, and no space for the enemy. Now let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Say with me, always, without ceasing, in everything. So how much space does that leave for the enemy? None. I love how this verse ends. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to challenge you to become more conscious of the things you meditate on. How much space do you give the enemy? What percentage of your thought life do you give to praise and thanksgiving? Now take note of these things. It isn't complicated. The more your thought life is filled with the truth of God's word, the less space it has for the lies of the enemy. So take command and take responsibility. Let me pray for you. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. If this truth impacted your life, I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. Also, make sure you check out the free resource page for this episode. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.